listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your local news. The Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union is today launching a new campaign, calling on all sides of politics to commit to recruiting more than 11,000 additional public health staff. It follows a poll that it conducted which shows out of 20,000 current workers, 46% said they were looking to quit in the next 12 months. Many find becoming a nurse or midwife is too stressful and tiring, citing a high workload. Federal member for Capricornia Michelle Landry has slammed the government for the Burdekin Hydro Scheme. In 2020, it was revealed that the two hydro pump services offered better cost efficiency than several other sites. The government considered 7 potential sites in central Queensland and 28 in north Queensland. Minister for Energy Mick Debrenny stated that no other option matched the cost effectiveness of pumped hydro and stressed that it's the only technology capable of making significant strides in tackling climate change.
Look, I am totally against this project. It's going to provide hydro, water for farming, water for communities, water for mining towns.
Just a month ago, Mackay residents urged Stephen Miles to reconsider the Burdekin Hydro Scheme, and this came after the government kept the potential site locations private. Victor Island in the Whitsundays has finally sold after a thrilling bidding war. 15 bidders battled it out for 20 minutes until the gavel hit the wood and the island sold for just over $2.5 million. It's one of the very few islands in the region that is privately owned, and the new mystery owners snapped it up for a bargain, saving just over $1 million of what the previous owner paid. Turning to sport now, and on the Mackay side may sit top of the QRL ladder, but they could face a tough match at the hands of the South Logan Magpies this weekend. However, on paper, our Mackay Cutters have led the way with 4 wins already secured, whilst the Magpies have suffered 4 losses. Our Cutters boys will travel to Brisbane for the match tomorrow night.